G-Lu Show. Every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 to 12 Eastern, 8 to 10 Central. Sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, Worldwide Entertainment, OG Music Group. Tune in every Sunday night with your host, with the host, G-Lu, as he takes it from coast to coast. State to state, sea to sea, baby. 914-803-4001 is the number to call. That's 914-803-4001. Once again, that's the G-Lu Show, OG Sundays. Ready for the best old school oldie show on the planet. The destination for low rider oldies. Old school souls and all in between. That's the G-Lu Show, ladies and gentlemen. Church.
Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G-Lu Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93 Tweet FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G-Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yay, yay. Welcome to OG Sunday's Fabulous, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. On a Sunday night, it is August 20th, 2023. August 20th, we're already in the 8th month. Got like, what, 3 or 4 months left? It's getting down to the nitty-gritty. The time just flies by, man. It just flies. And within those times flying by and these days going by, we're losing a lot of great people. Lost a few great people this week. I'm sure somebody you know we lost, because we're just losing a lot. Shout out to all the ones we lost. No need to go into specific names, but shout out to the ones we lost. We love you. God rest your soul. Rest in heaven. Rest in power. We'll continue on going on down here with what we do until it's time for us to go. You know what I mean? So be thankful for every day. Make it count. Live it to the fullest. You know, be thankful for your loved ones, the ones you really love. Show them that you love them. Make sure they know that you love them. You know what I mean? And in between that, just, you know, we do the best we can out here, man, on the soil. Because it's like hell on earth sometimes, you know what I mean? But we walk through it. We keep walking by faith, not by sight. You dig? Shout out to everyone tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight for another epic episode. We're going to do a couple things tonight before I bring. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. Queen Jean, of course, is on vacation still. Shout out to Queen Jean. Doing her thing, enjoying her family and all those great things. So shout out to the queen. We love you, queen. Shout out to Hanks, the gangster. He going to be pulling up soon. I got Cousin Marcy with me here now, my favorite cousin. Before I bring her in, let me shout out again to the sponsors, 93.3 Tweet FM Ism, Tweet Cadillac, Thursday nights after 6 Cruise Mix, number one on Thursday nights. Also, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan out of the Bay Area, making a lot of things happen. So make sure you tune in to him. Follow him online, BTP Media Group. We got some great things coming up. You heard him call into the show the other day. We're going to be coming back with some great things for y'all. So stay tuned. Shout out to Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. Also, DD Harrison. That is DD Harrison 100 on YouTube. But she's an author. She's a publisher. And she's a producer. So shout out to DD Harrison. Follow her online. DD Harrison IG.
And check out her books on Amazon.com. She has a gang of books out there. She's also a publisher as well. So shout out to Dee Dee Harrison. Also, shout out to One World Magazine. Freshest, hippest, dopest, flyest magazine in the world tied to hip-hop. That's why it's called One World Magazine. Check them out. Follow them on IG, One World Magazine. Also, Noramani Candles, our newest sponsor. Three young, beautiful princesses from Southern California making their mark and their way in the candle lane. So check them out. They have candles, all new fragrances and new stuff they add all the time. So check their website out, NoramaniCandles.com. They're also on IG, Noramani Candles as well. Now, check this out. I'm going to send prayers to everyone out in Southern California area that's being affected by the hurricane and the heavy rains. You know, everything going on right now, we're just praying, keeping everyone in prayer, okay? So with that being said, check it out. Before I bring Marcy in, let me tell you what we're doing tonight. We're giving it up, first and foremost, for the legendary Isaac Hayes. It's his birthday today, so we want to send a special shout-out to him. Thank him for everything he's done with the music. Isaac Hayes is just amazing, man. You know, he's gave us so much musical contributions over the years. I don't think sometimes we appreciate it or realize it. Even me, when I was digging up a few tracks tonight, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about this. Isaac Hayes is amazing. We give it up for him. Happy heavenly birthday. Also, we're going to salute the samples because we're still celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. And what other way on OG Sundays, we're not going to go all the way hip-hop on you, but we're going to play a lot of samples that contributed to some of the greatest hip-hop songs you've heard. So we're going to salute that as well. So with that being said, let me bring in my favorite cuzzo and co-host, Cousin Marcy. Make sure you follow her on Marcy's Minute on YouTube as well. Cuzzo, what it do?
What it do? Happy Sunday. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Fam, Cousin Marcy in the building. Hey, everyone out there. Shout out to Queen Jean. Miss Queen. You, love. Can't wait till you come back. And I'm just over here. Make sure I have my galoshes. The rowboat is ready. And I did feel that shaker a little earlier.
You did. Earthquakes and hurricanes all in the same day. How's that happen?
All in the same day. I was trying, it's not funny, and I was joking with my girl. I said, did y'all feel that? This? She said, no. I said, so I went through Northridge and 95 here. I felt any little bump, any little dog jump on your bed. I feel that shake. So, yeah, we had a little shaker, and just to get the people a little something. It is a serious situation out there. President Biden already has drummed up his federal resources. They are going to be in place for help already. So just in a county that's near to me right now, San Bernardino County, they did declare a state of emergency. It's one of the inland areas forecast to be hit hard by the tropical storm Hillary. So they did declare a local state of emergency today. The declaration will clear the way for quicker state and federal assistance, the county said in a statement. So anyone out there in the mountains, they already went ahead, gave the green light on this, or there are going to be resources, but just stay safe, like Jesus said, and, you know, out the way. That's it.
Right, right, right. Yep, we're praying for everyone out there, man. Just, like I said, stay safe, stay in the house.
Amen.
Just, you know, do everything you need to do indoors. Light up some Noramani candles and kick back. Listen to the Jesus
show.
That's
right. That's right. And some hot buttered soul. That's the direction you're going tonight. Totally dig that. Yeah. Ain't going wrong with Isaac Hayes. Doja Cat just sampled him and what's that young lady, Dionne Warwick, on her new song. She sampled Walk On By. So
Doja Cat. It's hard.
Ready,
you
ready
know
to get into that.
I didn't know much. I knew about Doja Cat. I knew about Doja Cat, but, you know, I mean, she's like kind of pop. So I never really paid attention, but recently, you know, I've been listening to some of her stuff, man, and she, like, I don't know if she just went this direction now, but she, like, got some real hip-hop shit, and she's, like, spitting bars, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, she is hard.
Yeah, she
shout
can
out to
rap.
Doja Cat, man.
Yeah, she can
I didn't
rap.
I know she could rap like that.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to her.
You gotta take it back to Moo, the cow song.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, that's the lane you on, but,
And shout out to hip hop too, because we're gonna second hour. We're gonna salute some of the samples, the greatest samples in hip hop. And even when I was just getting ready with Isaac Hayes, we're gonna start off with Isaac Hayes. Like, he has so much stuff. I'm like, wow, that people sample like damn near in every song, you know what I mean, I'm about to play, and they were classics, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I used to think James, they said James Brown and a couple more people had the most samples, but I think Isaac is up there as well. A lot of people have sampled Isaac Hayes' music, seriously. Wow. So salute the samples.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Up
yeah,
there
let's
on
get
our
it cracked.
Samples and well deserved. Exactly.
Yeah. Mhm. Well, let's get it cracking, y'all. Let's first give it up for Isaac Hayes' birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to you, sir. Thank you for all your contributions to the music you gave us, and we're gonna keep on rolling. It's OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider OG Lou, cousin Marcy.
Yay.
Yeah. That's the sounds of Isaac Hayes. We're giving a special tribute to Isaac Hayes tonight. Happy birthday. Also, before we continue, I want to give a special shout-out to Jane tuning in. What up, Jane? And also, Ms. Tanine Johnson in Texas. Much love and respect. It's the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies.
You listening to OG Sundays, Lowrider Oldies for all the homies and the homegirls. Tuning in to the G-Lou Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hit that switch.
Don't go. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right is to live without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends say it's no future in love and a married man. And I can see you when I wanna. I got to sneak around and see you when I can. Children depending on me too. Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Lord, I got someone else at home who needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? Am I wrong for trying to hold on?
Album, man. Let me buy
it. No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Hold up, hold up. Specialty Press. with grief.
That's going out to Tanine Johnson right there. OG Sunday is fabulous, slow brighter. Oldies, G Lou, Cousin Marcy hanging out. Cousin Marcy, I got a surprise for you.
Yay, yay. Surprise for me?
Yes.
No way, no way, Jose. No.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yay! Hey, y'all. Oh, sorry, listeners. I know that was like a shriek. You hear me talking
I said
about
I got
the
surprise.
No way, Jose. Queen. Oh,
Queen,
so happy to hear
cousin.
Your voice. How are you?
I'm
yes,
good.
Queen,
I'm good. I know,
you
right?
You know, I get tongue-tied sometimes saying that.
Oh, yeah, you get tongue-tied, period. Every since G Lou told me, oh,
right?
No, Queen, you can't be on the show. I was like, I'm just going to...
I ain't say that. I did not say that. Stop it. I did not say
you
that.
Did. You did. You said it
say
without saying, saying it like
oh,
that. You just told me... You told me you can stay in the background if you want, but keep your mouth shut. Adios.
Oh, I did. Don't do that, Queen. Don't do me like
no,
that.
But look. He said, you make her nervous, okay? We not making her nervous today.
Because I'm
yeah, so
you,
you
know, just...
It's all good. I bowed out with respect. I understood what you were saying. I'm just saying. But right now I'm here because I thought I... Hi,
like
y'all.
Though.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, girl. How you been?
Let's
give us a vacation
the
update.
Out, huh? Oh, never. I'm just enjoying myself. I've been having a really good time bonding with my big sister and my brother. And, you know, it's just been really good. You don't realize how much you miss your siblings until you get around them again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just been chilling, enjoying myself, honestly. That's what I've been doing. And then
you been reminiscing
somebody's siblings? Huh?
I said, have y'all been reminiscing?
Yes, a lot of laughter, crying, reminiscing things. You know, we was talking about our big sister not being here to celebrate with us. So that came into a factor. But it's just been fun. We just really had fun. We've been having a lot of fun. And I'm the last one here. Everybody else is gone. So, but just hanging out with my sister, because she told me today, I'm going to make sure you leave on Tuesday. It's just good having somebody here to chop it up with, you know, because it's just her and her husband and the fur babies that live here.
Right.
So having anybody from the family. And I feel her, you know, but it's been great. It's been a great break. And yes, I have heard from Lovebug. Yes, he has FaceTimed me. And he's counting the days. So I'll be home.
You've been making
Tuesday.
Him count like the rest of us. At least his countdown is less than 365 days. Go on, Lovebug. She'll be
get
back to you
here.
Shortly.
She said, Lisa, it's less than 365 days. But you are absolutely right, though. It definitely is.
Well, you leave your mark whenever you visit, so I understand how they feel. And I'm so happy that you tapped in with us tonight. We do miss. I miss you. I'm never speaking for G Lou, okay? You're not gonna punch me, but yeah, we do miss you.
Oh,
you know, G Lou's over there, the real G.
Wow.
I know G Lou missed me. I know.
Yeah, of course. I
but
know.
It's been fun, Queen. So you got a lot to catch up on. I got some stuff in mind for us when you do come back, though.
Oh, but I'm retiring. I'm not coming back.
Uh-oh, you on hiatus?
That's a lie. I wouldn't call you a liar, but that's a lie.
But you can call
in
me a liar.
In my face now. See, there's a difference because of Marcy come out with that. I know you have some lies.
Your whole tone.
Yep.
Changed. I heard that.
You heard her.
Do y'all know the difference?
Yeah, but both of you know if anything like that was to go down, it wouldn't go down over the airways.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, y'all know me better than that. Absolutely.
No Larry Elder's here, Queen.
Larry Elder.
shout out to Trey, baby. She celebrated her 41st birthday yesterday. So shout out to Trey, baby.
Birthday, cousin. So beautiful.
Like she, okay. Shout out to Trey, baby.
Absolutely. That's my heart, too. So I'm to shout her out. But I seen a post where I seen something about Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, that's giving it up because you know it's his birthday too. So we you know his born day, you know. So yeah, we've been giving it up for Isaac for sure, Queen.
You got anything special? I thought that was you, Queen. I thought that was
Neil Squad is like man. Oh yeah,
yeah Queen put it in
here. Yeah. What is it I want to hear? Come live with me. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, oh yeah, you like
one.
That one.
Mhm, mhm. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah, and I can't pronounce it. Hypersonic.
Yeah, that's true. I think I played that already.
Okay, that's cool. I can play it again here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I'm here with you guys. Everybody's gone to bed, so I'm still up. I'm repacking, reorganizing, and So I'll be on the air with y'all.
Getting ready to make some people cry again. Thanks.
You see my little friend, my little dog friend? She
I
just
see
with
he up there chilling, looking like Matt Jumbo. I
absolutely.
Was like, oh, okay. I'll say.
My sister said,
here. I think I'm too loud.
How you going to pass me up and go over there to her? I was like, ooh, don't get yourself in no trouble. You live here. I don't. You better go see your mama before you come and see me. But it's been fun. It's just been really hot here. You know,
it's been really hot.
It's been terribly hot. Triple digits.
Terribly
and
hot.
Yes, terribly hot.
That's serious hot.
Yes, absolutely.
What's that food looking like? What's that Texas Q looking like?
Let me tell you something. Today, we had oxtails, sweet potato, yams. We had collard and mustard greens mixed together. We had chicken. We had skillet cornbread dressing. That's what my sister cooked because I said I wanted some dressing. Now, as far as going out, no, I'd rather just eat at home. You know, places aren't like what they used to be no more. They just not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, restaurants don't serve quality like they used to. Seem like they substitute a lot of stuff, so
right,
you know,
that's true. Service definitely ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, it's not. Like, what happened to the flavor, y'all? Mm. But people are cool. It's been, you know, it's been cool. No complaints. You know, my CeeLo, I'm a homebody, so doing just what we be doing, I'm with it. I don't have to be outside, you know,
right?
At all. I see. But everything is good.
Hammerstein.
So, yeah.
She too legit
think about
to hurricanes? Quit. Like Hammerstein.
What do you think about hurricanes in California, Queen? And
oh,
earthquakes
my goodness.
And
I was going to say that, praying for them, because who was I talking to? I was talking to my cousin Sophie earlier, and she said, but Queen, it's been really hot, and now they're talking about a hurricane. And
it was an earthquake.
Yeah. And I told her, honey, mm-hmm. And she stayed right across from Long Beach, from the beach.
Oh, they
said
the beach hurt them, hit them. Oh, yeah, the cousin we went to, I went over there?
No, that's
your sister? Oh, yeah,
that
was your sister?
That's my sister. Yeah, it's my cousin that lives in Long Beach.
Okay.
She stayed right across from the beach. But I told her, I said, girl, you know, God can make tomorrow morning tomorrow night and make tomorrow night tomorrow morning if that's what he wanted, if that's what was to be. And we're going to just go by that. You know what I'm saying? Just basically saying that it's going to do what it's going to do. Just always stay prepared. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and pantry-wise. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Stocked up on your LED candles. And I even told her about that, and she said, you know what, I never thought about that. And I said, yeah, you know, I think everybody should invest in LED candles for situations like this, because you definitely don't want anything that's going to, where you have to have a flame. You know what I'm saying? The flame
right.
can that can fall over and burn up some shit.
I got them LED candles you sent me. I got a gang of them. I just got to keep up with the batteries, though, like you said.
But, you know, you can get them big old packs of batteries, and once you buy that big pack, you don't have to worry about it for a few months, you know.
Right.
You got to, you know, invest in smart, shop smart with certain things. But, yeah, I think the best thing we can do is just keep them in prayer, just like the people in Hawaii. They still losing people. People are still being found and lost in Hawaii. So, you know, just thank God that... Yeah, that we're not a part of that, you know, just be thankful that, you know, that that's not hitting us like Hawaii is, and everybody just got to stay prayed up. We got to stay prayed up.
That part.
You know, because it's real.
Definitely real.
Her suitcase.
Packing.
So you guys can hear me. I'm too close.
You up here being real mean. No, I'm just playing.
My apologies. I don't know y'all can hear me, Patty. Okay, I'm going to sit down.
Oh, I love it.
Well, let's
just
do it like
stay
this.
With us if you can. Stay. Mr. Surprise, you got me because of no way,
Jose.
Shout out
to
from small
that
town.
I behave.
A lot
of
girls knew
my name,
and were
fascinated by my game.
But finally there comes a time when one leaves his past behind, because he meets a girl like you, the likes of which he never knew. Love is here, and I know it's here to stay. So please, my dear, believe me when I say, just as long as fire is hot, girl, you have all the love I've got. Come live with me, yeah. Around, I swear I'll never let you down. Please live with me,
right there. Let's continue on with the legendary Isaac Hayes, one of my favorites. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
home. I finally got you where I want you, girl. The fire of my desire is burning strong. I feel your heart beating like a drum as we lie here on the floor. But before that precious moment comes, we got one more, no two more. We got a few more kisses to go. I believe you want me as I want you. Girl's gonna be a full-grown woman before this night is through. So close your eyes and open up your heart. The world is locked outside the door. But before loving starts, we got one more, no two more. We got a few more kisses to go.
few more to go. OG Sundays.
Hey, this is Queen Jean, your Sunday musical supervisor for the G. Lou Oldie Lowrider Show. Come and take that ride with the G. Lou Tribe. Feel the chill, vibe. Also, I wanted to thank G. Lou for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
Okay. Shout out to Jake B. Now we have Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute for the evening. Cuzzo, talk to me.
That's right, Cuzzo. Thank you, Cuzzo. Shout out to Queen if you're still here, even if you're not. And party people out there listening, get in here for a little bit of the tea. We're going to keep it a little light and airy tonight. It's enough storming going on right now, if you know what I mean. So check this out, y'all. I don't know if y'all remember, a couple of weeks ago, Larsa Pippen was very disappointed that Michael Jordan denounced her relationship with his son. And she just couldn't believe it, guys. So yesterday, wedding bills, the caption read,
oh,
from Marcus Jordan, as he suggests he and Larsa Pippen are looking for a location to get married. What?
I need my sound
effects. Larsa Pippen might be walking down the aisle again. At least that's what her man, Marcus Jordan, implied when the press asked about wedding bills on Wednesday, August 17th. TMZ caught up to the couple as they exited a West Hollywood, California restaurant as Larsa and Marcus made their way to a black truck. An off-camera pap asked Jordan, what's the possibility of marriage happening between you and Larsa? With a wide grin, he shot back, we're looking for a location. I mean, he's so happy. I'm not downplaying his happiness. To him, to each his own. Do you guys have a date? Though Jordan didn't specify how soon they plan to tie the knot, he did say a wedding date is in the works. It's worth noting that Marcus Jordan was cheesing during both questions at this time. We can't confirm whether Jordan was being serious or telling a jokey joke. Pippen remained quiet for the better part of the 40-second clip. When the pap asked the second question, Larsa was snuggled in the car. When asked about a wedding dress, she dubbed the question just saying, bye, babe, seemingly out there again. Because, you know, she has that Kardashian accent.
Larsa done put that Pippen on him.
So,
she done put that Pippen on that young boy.
I'm just going to keep my eye out and watch out for that. I mean, this is like the Twilight Zone right here. Like, there's no way he didn't know this kid when he was a kid. I mean, I've seen stranger things happen. But, hey, Papa Jordan said, I'm not into it. I don't think he wants nothing to do with that family. Tell us what you think, guys, here at the G Lou Show. If you have any opinion about Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen. And last but not least, we're riding this wave of 50 years of fire, 50 years of hip-hop. A look back at hip-hop in the 90s. Ran across an interesting article. This subject was brought up on Friday for the Fabulous Flashback Friday. Hammer was brought up, yes. In honor of hip-hop's 50th anniversary, the Shade Room, they actually commemorated the moments, the pioneers, and the tools of the art form which have ultimately transcended the music genre, influencing every aspect of modern-day popular culture. So, starting the list, we have MC Hammer, okay? Hammer time, knocking down doors, becoming the first rapper to have a diamond-certified album. Back then, y'all, a diamond-certified album, that's what your 20 times platinums today, the equivalent to maybe, according to the National Music of African American History and Culture, the Recording Industry Association of America, or the RIAA, certified the project as diamond in April of 1991. This notably went down merely 1 year after its release.
1 year.
That's not a lot of time. That's not even a lot of time, right? And these are
that's
tapes,
what I'm saying.
CDs.
No one has done that in that short amount of time. Like, it takes over some years to go diamond, but Hammer did it in 1 year. Not to cut you off, but salute to Hammer.
I just saw some people getting plaques from albums they put out. These is even in the streaming age, 10 years ago. Songs that are going platinum, Diamond, like they said, Soulja Boy. I think J. Cole might have had one of them.
That was just a single, though. Only Diamond albums, full albums, were Hammer, probably
right.
Eminem, 50, Tupac and Biggie.
Exactly. And Nelly. I think Nelly did, too.
Yeah, Nelly, too. Yeah, Nelly, you're correct. Nelly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because those are the ones. M was, yeah, he was always. And that's another reason why. But hold on, y'all. Let me get done with this. I'm not even going to let that man name into my mouth before I finish telling y'all about Hammer. You know, the title of my album was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. I think a lot of them are still hurt. I think that for people who were competing against me at that time, like if you look at it from a sports standpoint, they were competing for record sales, right? They didn't come close in that area. Then they were competing for cultural impact. This accomplishment opened the door for other artists and shut down critics of the genre. In later years, additional hip-hop albums that went diamond include... G-Lou just said it, the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem, Country Grammar by Nelly, Speaker Box and A Love Below by Outkast, and other hit albums. Artists like G said, Tupac Shakur, Notorious B.I.G., and Lauryn Hill. We should also add that per Billboard, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em is the hip-hop album that spent the longest continuous time at number one on the Billboard 200. That's 18 weeks. As a result, it's only fitting to give this game-changing project his flower. We'll talk about the era of real remixes, possibly on the next Fabulous Flashback Fridays, but that'll do it for Marcy's Minute. D-Lou, back to you, cuzzo. That just brings a big up, because, you know, people, they shit it on Hammer, basically. But I just always knew, you know, Hammer was a man. He going to outdance him. He going to outsell him. He going to out everything. He outdid his budget. He taught him another lesson in that aspect. Like, you can't hire everybody. And, I mean, hey, I still listen to Hammer to this day. It just gets me pumped up. Old Town's Finest, bought us 357. I just can't say enough about the man. Yep. But that is it for today's Marcy's Minute. Uh-oh, don't crash into each other, guys. I'm watching a collision in my house.
Okay. Thank you, Cousin Marcy, with that Marcy's Minute.
And, you're welcome.
Shout out, like she said, MC Hammer, dope, man. You know, he did get a lot of flack back in the day. But over time, I think a lot of same people that gave him flack gave him props later. It was just a time in hip-hop where they weren't acceptive of you know, what Hammer was doing. But Hammer proved him wrong. So shout out to MC Hammer. Hold on. Before I continue, Queen said unmute me. Queen Jean, what's happening?
Oh,
you didn't press one. I didn't know. What's up, Queen? Queen want to get in on this.
Yeah, because with that MC Hammer, yes, shout out to Hammer, and yes, Old Town 357, they even got recognized as well, because I follow Sweet D, the main one. Well, she wasn't the main one, but she was the spiciest one to me in the group. And she also paid homage to MC Hammer while they were accepting their awards. So, yeah, shout out to MC Hammer for that. And then I just wanted to say something about this peeping this person thing here that's going on. If they were talking about marriage, they probably was just doing that to get under Michael's skin. You know what I'm saying? Just to, yeah, look, we gonna mess with him now, so we gonna say we gonna get married.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how those things play out. It's just like, you know, watch TV, just keep paying attention. And then I also I have to do this for myself. I want to say rest and peace. I followed this brother S. Bone on the YouTuber IG. It really hurts me that, you know, he got murdered like that. And I also followed one of his children's mothers. And it's just a sad situation. And it kind of reminded me of just a little bit when we lost Nick, because he was turning his life around too. And then towards the end, whoever follows him, you see that things is getting a little out of control, and he's just trying to back, you know, bring himself back. But I'm just really sad that brother lost his life. Truly, I am. So I just wanted to say, you know, rest in power, condolences to his family as well.
Amen.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, S-Bone.
Yeah. So yeah. So this is why we got to be, you know, be careful in what we're doing out here, even politicking through Blog Talk Radio. You guys,
that's the thing, though. That's the thing I want to say to all my brothers. I don't like to speak on it because I can't speak on other men, but we definitely got to stop that quote-unquote politicking online, because that ain't for the Internet. That's just people who want to see a show. Half of them don't even know nothing about that. They just here for the show, you know what I mean? So we need to stop that, man, for real. But, hey,
And edging them on, too. You are. You're right. You got a voice. That's who you are, you know, because they're edging them on. And You know, they'd be like, man, you don't, I'm not talking about as far as just saying in general.
Yeah, in general.
They're not about their life, and they ain't never banged. They ain't even from the streets, and, you know, and they create it because they egg them on. They, you know, they say little stupid shit to them.
Right.
And
it makes them react.
Absolutely. So, yeah, but it's a sad thing. Young brother, 46 years old, you know.
Brother, I got to interview him too. A couple of years, one of his first interviews after Alex. Go back and check that out on the YouTube channel. But rest in peace to S-Bone, man. Much love and respect. Thank you for speaking on that, Queen.
And thank you, Queen, for coming back to talk about the little minutes. Appreciate you.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So
them people,
I was
crazy
talking, and I was like, they don't hear me because I'm talking and they talking. That's why I was like, I'm muting, please.
Oh, okay.
Let her in on this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to just lean back.
Okay.
And,
Lean back.
Yeah.
It's raining, y'all. It ain't stopped. It's still raining.
Want to go outside.
Hey.
In the rain. Okay. Let me stop. Second hour, we're going to give it up for hip-hop like Queen and Marcy was talking about hip-hop. Not going hip-hop, but giving up some of the greatest samples, like some you've heard from Isaac Hayes. All the music we play from Isaac Hayes mostly has been samples. So we're going to play some of the greatest samples in hip-hop. Some may have known, some may have not. So check this out, y'all. We'll be back. OG Sundays.
We'll be right back. Rap legends, presence and self. And of course, NAS are the letters that spell
not pay. Hey, yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dawg from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town.
I'm not trying to show no mocking with Sean, but when it's on, when it's on, then it's on.
Of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I just deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents.
Like MJ, I can't believe today was a good day.
I'm monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme now.
And Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Trying to get you caught up on your hip-hop history. Happy birthday, hip-hop, celebrating 50 years. So we're just showing love on the G-Lou Show with some of the samples that we love from back in the day that got sampled on to the present day in hip-hop. So let me continue on like this.
take to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper FD will never fail. So when I met her, I wasted no time.
Hold up before we continue. The big homie just pulled up, so we got to pull him in. You know, sometimes he be a little late, but he's here. Banks of the Gang, so what it do, big homie?
G. Lou, man, what's the deal? What's the deal, G. Lou?
What's cracking like? What it do, cuz?
Man, cuz, nigga, me and my wife, we out here on this cruise, man. We on the Ensenada cruise.
Yeah, oh, y'all man, doing it then. Y'all over there, where they doing it at?
Well, we were they doing it at, man. So I wanted to call in, man, and say what's happening, man. I love y'all, man. I miss y'all, man. We just out here enjoying ourselves.
Hey, Mr. Hank.
What's happening, Cousin Marcy? Cousin Marcy, how you doing?
Enjoying yourselves, finding yourself. Glad to
That's
hear from
doing.
Y'all.
That's what we're doing. My wife moving all my shit around again. My wife moving all my shit around again, y'all. Hey, but listen, man, last night we made it to Ensenada, man, right? And so we were supposed to get here in the daytime, but since the storm and the hurricane, they tried to get us there fast. And so they said, well, if y'all want to go to Ensenada, y'all can go at night, but y'all got to be back before 12 midnight. I said, shit, nigga, I'm not going to Mexico at night. You got me fucked up. Not at all. I'm not getting
yeah. Right.
I'm not
so you missed the whole
night.
So you missed the whole get down there. You missed all that.
Yeah,
y'all good then.
I missed all that. Okay. I wasn't giving a fuck. I told my wife I'm not going over there fucking with the motherfuckers at night. Nigga, come back.
But I'm talking about y'all missed the little storm and all that.
Oh yeah, we missed all the good shit. Yeah, we missed all the storm, the hurricane. We didn't get none of, the earthquake. We didn't get none of that shit, man. We out here on the water.
That's right. That's right.
Sir. Yes, sir, man.
I'm talking
and
about.
So, hey, man, shout out to you, G. Lou, man, for doing what you do, man. And
hi, G. Lou.
You hear my wife in the background,
hi,
man.
Marcy.
Yes, sir, man.
Hi, Miss Lisa.
Hi.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm ready to go home.
Hey, man, so I just wanted to shout y'all out, man. Yeah, nigga, we old, man. We out 3 days. That's enough. We've been gone since... Friday. We've been gone since Friday, man. We come back home tomorrow, man. We cool, man. We done drank all we can drink. You know, smoked all we can smoke. Nigga, I've been on the balcony pulling, nigga. You know you wasn't supposed to bring nothing on here. I've been on the balcony pulling, nigga, doing my stuff.
That's right.
You know, so it's all good, man. We out here having a ball, doing it all, keeping the bitch broke with both balls and both jaws. You know how we do, man.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yes, sir. Come on, man.
Gangster, y'all.
Man, don't stop, man.
For sure.
I just wanted to check in. I wanted to make sure I checked in, man, with you and Cousin Marcy. I didn't hear Queen Jean, so I know she's probably off tonight, man. But
yeah,
she's somewhere.
I
don't know.
She's here.
I didn't know if I was on mute or not, so I was just quiet.
I put you in.
Hey.
Queen,
okay,
my motherfucker,
hey,
man. That's my motherfucker right there.
Hey, beautiful queen. Sis, I love that outfit that you got on right there, sis. I love that outfit. You were wearing that outfit, and I see what brother said. Where she think she's going, y'all?
You ain't got to worry about it. I'm finna rip that motherfucker off. I'm finna rip that motherfucker off right now.
That's a nice outfit.
Yeah,
yeah, I like you guys' pictures when you was doing the Titanic
Hey, look like we were doing more than the Titanic on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
he
was showing his skills. Showing some skills there. I'm like, okay, brother, you showing out right
here.
No.
I got it. I could do that one. I could do that one from behind. I could do that from behind. Yeah, good, man. I'm good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man, I love y'all. I love y'all, man. We just out of having fun and enjoying life, man. Shout out to the G-Lou Show, man, where the G's is doing it at.
That part, man. Enjoy yourself, man. You deserve it. You deserve it, man. Enjoy yourself.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this, G-Lou. Whenever you go on a cruise, man, if you go with your girl, man, I never thought I would do it, but get that couple's massage, man. That motherfucker, that, woo, I'm telling you something.
Okay, that's the one right there.
She bad, cause magic hands. That motherfucker was doing some shit I ain't never seen. But my wife was right next to me, so it was good and shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying, for an hour, nigga. And listen, man, when I got back home, well, not back home, but back to the room, nigga, I fell out.
Right.
I didn't need no weed, no nothing, nigga. That shit knocked me the fuck out, nigga. I promise you that, man. So one of them motherfucking crews, one of them massages on that crew. They good. They know what they doing. Professional.
Right, right. For sure.
Yeah, they professional. Wasn't no trickery shit.
Right.
Up under your pals at your wing wing and your girl thing thing. They wasn't doing none of that. They wasn't doing none of that shit, nigga. They put the towels on your shit, nigga, and be doing it, moving to the side where your thing don't hang out, and they move it on the other side.
Oh, my Lord.
I said, okay, bitch, all right, bitch. You ain't trying to do none of that. All right, I'm with the no thing. It was cool, man. Really cool, man. Get you one, G-Lou. I ain't telling the girls to get this, because the only reason I went... Because my wife was going, I said, I'm not going to let no motherfucker be feeling on my wife while I ain't around. I'm going to see what the fuck going on, man. And so I heard her. She was over there ooing and ahhing and shit. She was over there, ooh, ah, ooh. I was like, wait a minute, shit. Let me do a couple of oohs and ahs and shit. Ooh, ah, yeah, man. That shit was hilarious. That shit was good, man. Really good, man. I just wanted to give y'all a couple of laughs, man, before we go, man. We went to go see the comedy show tonight. That shit was good. The white boy was funny, man. He was funny as a motherfucker, man. So
that
was cool, man.
One there.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna get on the cruise, man. I promise you that. I'm getting on the cruise line. They only did about 30, 40 minutes. I got that hot to go right now. Bam, let's go. I can do that shit right now. So I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on
that part.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, G Lou. My wife wanna holler at you, man. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
G-Lou and cousin Marcy.
Queen there, too.
Well, hi, Queen, and everybody. So the comedian, he was actually picking out people from every country and speaking their language because he used to be in the Marines. So
okay.
Then he said, where you from, Canada? Where you from her? And so then I said, who else? Who else? And me and Hank said, hood. Speak some hood. We don't
know
what
he You weren't ready for that one,
No, he wasn't.
We calling
up, hey, G-Lou, he did the France. He said, well, who else out here? Then somebody said Canada. He said, probably vous pensez. And he said, France. That's probably, that nigga looked at me. I said, man, hood. That nigga said, wait a minute, man. I said, what's crazy acting keys out? He said, man, you're going to get me fired on the show. I can't do that. I can't be doing that. I said, all right, man. You know me, man. I'm always, I got something for him, man. You know me. I got something for him, man.
You fool.
Yes,
that's funny. Shout out to y'all, man. Enjoy yourself, man. Enjoy yourself, man. For real.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate you for accepting the call, man. I ain't been able to call nobody, but my call went through on you. Ain't that some shit, G-Lo? So I'm good, man. We're going to enjoy the rest of the show, man. I love y'all.
Man, look you back, man. Y'all be safe out there.
Have a good time, y'all.
For sure, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Much love. Love you.
Yes, sir.
Hope
back
you're
doing
y'all.
That.
Doing it at.
Yes, sir.
Detroit players, just the way it is.
Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em.
Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there,
dig. Get down with the bus stop.
Talk about my mom, yo. Sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa.
Thank you.
faster makes us stronger than ever. After our work is never over. Work it harder, make it better. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger all than ever. After our work
I
is
need you right. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say.
Na milli milli billi bum. Na milli milli billi bum. Let me live in the bomb. Let me live in the bomb.
I'm a millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair, my criteria compared to your...
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever, I'm the new Sinatra.
I'm from America, will be my home.
First got when I got in the lowrider was unbelievable, man. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it, just the way the car moved, the way it just, you know, that's a hell of a feeling, man. Especially when you got the oldies playing, you got the music up. Ain't nothing right. I'm like, it's over. I know I'm fucked. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if I live to be 120. I'm going to be on the passenger seat of one of my great-great-grandkids. While he's driving, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what I like. Ain't nothing like low ride. I done spent at least, shit, man, I probably done spent about $1 million, man. Yeah, it was worth it. Because that's what I love. Anytime you're doing something you love, it got to be worth it. The link between cars and the gang culture, you know what I'm saying? That's from day one. Low ride was an escape for gang members because it was something else to do. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't just hanging around the neighborhood or going in somebody's neighborhood looking for somebody to shoot or beat up. You know what I'm saying? It was a relief. You could have fun. You could do something else.
That's what we do every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G Loop Show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, man. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the OG Loop Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all good. Believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Tune in every Sunday.
What are you doing today?
And I'm going to start tuning in every, when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
What are you doing today?
And I'll be calling in too, so don't, y'all might get tired of it.
Shout out to Baby Gangster. I was at the homie yesterday. He's going to be coming back to the show soon. Before I continue on, let me go to the phone lines. Got my family checking in. Caller, hello.
Man, where that nigga Hank at, man? I've been looking for that nigga, man.
Man,
that nigga stole something from me, man. Where Hank at, man?
He just sailed away, man. He's on the boat with his wife. They just sailed off, man. You missed him, man.
Man, that nigga stole all my weed, man, and jumped on the boat? Is that what he did? What's going on with that nigga Hank, man? I know he out there somewhere listening. You know what I'm saying? That nigga all one talking about two balls. He said two balls and two jaws. That nigga's cold play, man.
He's a cold player, Eddie.
He's something else, man. That nigga stole all my weed, man. I know it was him, man, because they told me. The newscaster told me. The newscaster said, hey, man, that nigga Hank went into your house, stole your shit, and got on a boat. God damn it.
Out of there. He was out of there.
Sailing.
Yeah, how the cats, dogs, rabbits, and goats doing?
Oh, they doing good, man. I got them, you know, I'm over here at one of the vets right now, you know, making sure that they don't have to come rescue them, watching the floods fly down the street. You know what I mean? If something happened, I got to gather up about five pets real quick, but I got two kennels, and
you get
a bag? I can do it. Huh?
Get it bad down there too?
It just started to flood right now, like about an hour ago. It was raining since 2 a.m., but it wasn't looking doing nothing that it wouldn't normally do in a rainstorm in San Diego. But now the flooding is starting to come a little bit, but, you know, hey, man, listen. I told the people a long time ago, man, listen. I'm grateful for the life that the Most High has given me. So whatever's in the future don't really matter, man. I lived a good life, man. And they say, ain't you got, are you prepared? You at home? I said, listen, ma'am, you can believe in Christ. That don't mean you ain't going to die. You know, when Christ comes to protect you, it can mean your flesh. Don't get it twisted.
All right now.
Oh yeah, we living in the spirit, man. You know,
Revelation.
Don't get
too.
It twisted now. Every day, make sure you pray for me. I said, why? How you know the Most High? If it's destined, ain't nothing you can do about it. Just be grateful.
Right.
Be grateful for the life that you've had all over thus far.
Right. That's right.
You
live
know?
Every day to the fullest, y'all. Every
That's
day.
It, man.
Make
you know,
count. Make it count,
man. Every second, man, just 1 second at a time, because it's ticking.
Yep. Sure is.
But I love you, though, G Lou, and the time be ticking right now on your show. You guys have a few seconds left, so I'm gonna go back on mute. Cousin
Thanks,
Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy and everybody else listen to me, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Snow and a bandana and all my people.
Much love, Ali. Thank you, brother. We got a few minutes left. Let's get to it. We'll be right back. Hip Hop 50. samples, y'all. OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider, Oldies, G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Hanks of the Gangster, made a special appearance tonight. We got a few more minutes left, and it's not, you know, Queen Jean has been on vacation, but she's here tonight, so you got to bless us with some of these parting words, Queen Jean, if you would.
Hey, you know what? My clock says 10:57. I forgot, like,
oh, you were an hour behind.
An hour ahead of us. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, ooh. But, yeah, I'm glad I tapped in. Peace and love to everybody and prayers going up for the people in Cali all over with this hurricane going on. And I just wanted to tell the people, take this week going in with seeking a balance of heart and mind for yourself. Seeking balance of heart and mind. And fall in love with taking care of yourself. The mind, body, and spirit is so important. And that's what I want to leave you guys with. So just marinate on that. Take some positive energy into your world. Take positive energy around you. Period. And it's good to hear both of you all. So peace and love. I say.
Peace and love, I say. Case upset. Just have a great week, party people. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Queen, for the big surprise. I don't like surprises, but I like that kind of surprise. And shout out to you, G Lou. Found that mix fire. Love the samples.
Thank you.
All that stuff shine through. But yeah, great show. Hanks and the Gangster and Wife and. Work hard, y'all can play hard. Get out there on that cruise and stay safe, everybody. Prayers up. Everybody stay safe. And that's all
that
I got.
Thank you, Cousin Marcy. Thank you, Queen Jean, for an excellent episode. And I just want to leave everyone with just tell everyone have a great week. You know, like I said earlier, we never know what could come upon us. We never know what nature and the Most High God has planned for us. You know what I mean? We can't make those decisions. He does. So just be ready the best way you can. And the best way you can be ready is to stay prayed up. You know what I mean? So just do that. If you don't have anything else, you have prayer. So let me leave you with this. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K, because you might not see another week. But if you say your prayers and be on point, get in touch with God, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. You know what I mean? So I'm going to leave you with that. And we out of here. Peace and love, y'all. Thank you.
And don't forget to go to the after hours. 9:30, y'all. You of the two. Share the stream. Share the stream. Share the stream.
That part. Love y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Much love. Bye, Queen.